Well, this week, the Innovation Trail takes a look at the economics of guns in the New York State in light of the newly passed gun control law. This morning, we take a look at how gun manufacturers try to cater to a demand for traditional weapons, while still remaining on top of the technological developments that all other industries are seeing. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell takes a look at the history of innovation in the gun business and what its future might hold.
Firearms essentially are the ultimate durable goods. When you're done with your washing machine or your refrigerator, it goes to the dump. You can't throw a gun in the dump. Guns have very long product lives.
Masad Ayoub is an editor for Guns Magazine. He says although guns have evolved, tradition and a sense of heritage outweighs innovation in the industry. The very successful Remington 700 series rifles have sold more than 5 million units and are built around the same bolt-action technology it had when it was launched over 50 years ago. And this is characteristic of the industry.
Basically, the history of firearms design is one more of evolution than revolution. The basic mechanisms have been with us essentially for more than a century.
Ayoub says many of the guns currently under discussion as assault weapons, including the AR-15 platform, emerged in the 1950s. Apart from the rise of the polymer frame in handguns, there haven't been any huge leaps in technology for decades.
Barring some, you know, science fiction level of breakthrough like plasma rifles or something, I think we will continue to see evolution instead of revolution on the mechanical design front.
Ayoub says on the innovation front, there have been attempts at the so-called smart guns, guns that would recognize their owner and fire only for that owner. But he's not yet convinced about the technology.
Essentially, that, with one exception, has been vaporware. When I say vaporware, it's a theory people talk about, like colonizing outer space, but the technology does not exist to make it happen.
But the technology does exist, and the introduction of these so-called science fiction products might not be as far away as Ayoub thinks. Donald Sebastian is Senior Vice President for Research and Development at the New Jersey Institute of Technology, and part of a team that's been working on smart guns for more than a decade.
The confluence of low-cost, reliable electronics that we find almost pervasive in every aspect of our lives could, in fact, contribute to substantially improving gun safety and even add value for sports shooters and for law enforcement.
Sebastian says there seems to be reluctance from the industry to take up new technologies for a variety of financial and political reasons. But he thinks that will change.
I am confident that at some point we're going to find a tipping point where we can introduce technologies and innovation into weapons platforms that are not viewed as non-gun owners trying to force something on gun owners, but really provide value add and protection.
Police and SWAT team veteran and co-owner of D&R Firearms, Dean Hazen, says the lack of innovation in the industry is market driven.
I think it could be a faster paced industry in the U.S. However, hunters traditionally in the U.S. stick to their traditions. They like their traditional guns, and I think that drives the market in that particular area.
And Hazen says there are breakthroughs being made. They're just not commonly seen in the civilian market.
Where you see the future of that technology is really in the military. They've got some just absolutely amazingly high-tech weapons now. They are always open to new things and testing new things, and that's where a lot of that market is driven from.
But Donald Sebastian says electronics are most likely to enter the gun market through new players in the industry.
Where we are likely to see these technologies come in is not through the traditional name brands, but rather through startups.
For the foreseeable future, it will be the strong tradition of US-made firearms that continues to guide manufacturers and consumers, especially if the regulatory landscape surrounding the industry continues to change. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.
And tomorrow morning, we'll take a look at what some soldiers and veterans think of the new gun laws in New York. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Learn more at innovationtrail.org.